morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the judicious Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good again. I think we were two weeks in a row where I knew what you were saying about me this time. No, literally no idea. No idea. It could be anything.
Yeah, I was taking it easy on you, thinking you may step it up and you know, roll with the punches, but no.
We don't know. Do you know what? It sounds nice, so that's good for me. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to think you've actually been quite pleasant this week.
Well, it's brought to you by the letter J.
And what number?
Number two. There we go. The letter J and number two. Throwback. Perfect. Throwback. No, Blue Marine Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris and I were born back in the late 1900s, which is always a good thing when you're in travel.
It is a very good thing.
So this week, it's been a little bit of a quieter week, which I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but it is what it is. What's going on in Thailand?
It has been a quiet week this week, surprisingly, but we'll take it, I think. It's quite nice to have a quiet week now and again. Not too many changes, not too much going on. But this week, yeah, Thailand never reopened for international tourism with fully vaccinated travellers from 46 countries and territories that Thailand deems low risk being allowed to enter without going through quarantine. Countries on the list include the USA, the UK, Canada, Spain, Italy, France and Germany. All travellers must have a negative COVID test before flying into Thailand and get retested upon arrival. They must also book a single night in government-approved hotel as they wait for the test results. Obviously, there is a little bit of information with regards to that. So for further information on the government-approved hotels and the countries that are eligible to enter Thailand at this time, please head to www.tatnews.org/Thailand reopening. On that website, they've got all the information you need, literally from the hotels that you can book to all the entry requirements to the countries that are eligible. So definitely go check out that website. Obviously, if there's any further questions, you can always reach us at Blue Marine Travel as well.
Well, and of course, that link, because, you know, I wasn't scrambling to write that down, will be on your website. So if anybody's interested, they can go to your website and get that link, right?
Well,
so I mean, you know, I mean, we always say these websites and I'm like, and then you think it's going to be over and then it just carries on and then it carries on. Really? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It is what it is. Head over to their website if you're looking to travel to Thailand and they will have the link on the Blue Marine Travel website. French Health Pass. There's been some changes there.
Yeah. So travelers from countries outside the European Union and the European Economic Area will no longer be eligible to convert their vaccination certificates into French health passes online, nor will they now be free. Extending the health pass mandate to July 31st, 2022, the French authorities have also put off the online website for which third country visitors could apply to convert their proof of vaccination into said French health pass. So from now on, third country travellers in France will have to obtain a health pass at one of the designated pharmacies in the country, whilst also paying a fee of €36 per application. No prior appointment is required for converting the pass, but you do have to go to the designated pharmacies. Basically, in France, what the health pass is, it's required to enter indoor areas, including restaurants, bars, shopping centres, theatres, sporting venues, amusements and theme parks, swimming pools, etc. So basically, if you're going there on holiday, anything you want to do, you need a health pass. It's as simple as that. The accepted vaccines in France are Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. And for a traveller to obtain the pass, 7 days must have passed since the second injection with any of the first three vaccines. For those vaccinated with the single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, 28 days must have passed.
Do you know what? Canada is doing the same thing.
I don't know about Canada. If I'm being totally honest, I don't know about Canada. But the thing with France is that it's been free and you've been able to do it online prior to arriving in France since they put it in place, so probably 6 months ago. And for whatever reason, now they've changed it. They've extended it now through to 2022 and they're making people pay for it. So It's um,
well, I'm not yeah, sure the rules about Canada, but I do know that you know, if you're going there and you want to go to a restaurant, you want to go to anywhere that you want to go, you actually have to have a pass as well, a health pass stating that you've been vaccinated. Otherwise, you can't enter anything. And there's a lot of people that are quite irate over that, because the whole point, I think, is to not pass on the virus. But even if you've been vaccinated, you can still pass on the virus. So it's kind of weird. And I think we talked about this before as well, with the fact that in order for you to go into a restaurant, you have to provide your pass. But there is no law stating that those that work in the restaurant have to be double vaccinated.
Yeah.
So it's just really kind of crazy.
It is. I know here in New Zealand that we're not quite at that point just yet, because they're waiting to get to a certain percentage of vaccinated. But once they do, they're going really strict that restaurants, staff members, or hospitality or tourism staff members have all got to be double vaccinated. And they are going to the extreme. Like, even people who are not vaccinated, they can't go to the hairdressers. Yeah. It's going to be that strict here. You know, you've got to be double vaccinated basically to live your normal life. And whether that's right or wrong, that we dictate quite so much what people should be doing with their own bodies, I don't know. But there we go. It is what it is, I suppose. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to happen straight across the face of the planet, guaranteed. And it doesn't matter how many people complain. It is what it is.
It is.
Yeah, New Zealand, they're having another lottery.
We are indeed, another one coming up. The next MIQ room release to enter New Zealand is on Tuesday, the 9th of November at 10 a.m. This is for approximately 4,000 rooms across November, December, January, and February. The lobby will open at 9 a.m. New Zealand time. So actually, when this interview goes out, that's approximately 3 hours after this interview goes out. So any Kiwi crew listening, make sure they're on the ball and getting ready for it. With 4,000 rooms available, it's one of the biggest releases to date. And obviously, any crew looking to get back into New Zealand, make sure you head over to www.miq.govt.nz. Like I said, 3 hours after this interview, to try and see if you're one of the lucky ones.
Well, and I can imagine it's going to be really busy, because we're looking at Christmas time right now. You know, these people are looking to get home for Christmas, I think, a portion of them anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the thing as well. I mean, you know, you've got November, December, January, and February, the 4,000 rooms are being released over. So even if you're one of the lucky ones, you don't know what month you're going to be in. So it's crazy. I mean, you might be looking to come home for Christmas, but you might not get anything until February. So it's a complete and utter lottery, like we said before. I'm not sure it's a great system, but there we go. People know my thoughts on it. So,
yeah. Queen of the world. I think you'd make a better one than me, to be honest. British passengers, they've got some news.
They have, yeah. So any British crew looking to travel with the NHS COVID pass downloaded on their phones as proof of vaccination will need to make sure that the version they have downloaded was downloaded after the 1st of November. Anyone with the app prior to this date is urged to delete the app and re-download as soon as possible. The reason being that any downloads prior to the 1st of November have an error on them when the QR is generated, and the EU systems and 17 non-EU countries are unable to read them. Basically, in layman's terms, this is going to mean if you've got the pass on before the 1st of November, when you get to check in, you're either going to be delayed or, in some instances, denied boarding.
Wonder how many millions that cost the government.
Oh, I mean, if it's the UK, I mean, we're probably talking around about 40 million, I guess.
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah, we won't even go there. Government, 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 government. I don't know. Common sense seems to left the human race, especially when you get into the upper echelons of certain society. Not all society, but certain society. Argentina, what's going on there?
Yeah, so another one, good news. Argentina finally welcomed international travel for the first time in 20 months this past week. All vaccinated travellers will be welcomed back into the country, providing they present proof of a negative COVID-19 result from a PCR test taken no more than 72 hours before a travel, in addition to taking a second PCR test between the 5th or 7th day of their stay in Argentina. Travellers will also have to fill out an affidavit of migration and show proof they have insurance that covers COVID-19 to be able to enter the country.
Do you know what? The Argentinians have the best darn barbecue.
Is that right? I did not know this.
Oh, my goodness. I had some Argentinian friends, and they came over to my house once and dug. It was like they literally dug a hole in the ground and did this fire. And then they cooked. I don't know exactly, but they started with a fire underground. And oh, my goodness, what a barbecue that was. It was the best barbecue on the face of the planet.
Sounds good. I bet the meat was falling off the bone, wasn't it?
Oh, you have no idea. And I still, you know, even now, I think this probably was 12 years ago now, and I can still taste it. Well, because, you know, in the last 12 years, I've sort of withdrawn from society because I don't like people very much. But they were really nice because they fed me, right? Anybody that feeds me are good people.
That is the way to win Rhea over. Just feed her, all good.
Exactly. See? So easy. So easy.
Yeah.
So now everybody can go to Argentina and eat.
They can. And if they want to, they can ship stuff back to you as well.
No.
probably won't make it, would it?
No, no. And I prefer not to eat like 2-week-old barbecue, thanks.
That sounds like if you come to my barbecue, that is exactly as the food tastes on the day. It's like 2-week-old barbecue. That's how good I am.
Look, you know what? I've actually got a barbecue, but it is so old that the bottom has worn out of it, and I just actually have to throw it away. And it actually came with my apartment. So that's how much I barbecue.
Very frequently, clearly.
Yeah, it just looks good sitting there. Nobody needs to know there's no bottom. People actually think I have a life when they see that. But mind you, nobody comes here. So, yeah, anyway. Photo competition winner.
Yes. So huge congratulations go to Jess Charmaine as she becomes Blue Marine Travel's photo competition winner for October. Jess sent in a collection of wonderful photos from her days of yachting. These were ranging from beautiful sunsets, sun-soaked beaches, and the lit up Dubai skyline. Jess's charity of choice for winning is Coral Guardians. Coral Guardians are a non-profit organization dedicated to coral ecosystems, conservation, awareness programs, and science. For further information, please head to their website, which is www.coralguardian.org. We only have one more monthly winner, obviously, to go before the overall winner is announced in December. So get snapping and send your photos to sales@bluemarinetravel.com. Obviously, £50 could be a photo away for your chosen charity.
Are you going to do another one next year?
Do you know what? I had this conversation this week and we're deciding what we're going to do next year. So nothing's been planned as yet, but we are now in talks to see what we can do. If anyone's got any ideas, then send them in and we will gladly take them on board.
You're amazing.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know what it was? It was the interesting news this week. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just kind of there. And, you know, let's hope that this New Zealand lottery thing comes to an end quickly and people will just have free pass to and from home. But that's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, what a world. It's a strange world when we've got, we've got to talk about people being allowed back into their own countries, aren't we? It's just, yeah, it just blows your mind, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. Seafarers, I tell you, they are the unsung heroes. You know, we clapped for all the healthcare workers, which, yes, we should have done, but the healthcare workers couldn't have done their job if it hadn't have been for the seafarers making sure they had everything needed in order to do those jobs. And we don't give them a second thought.
I totally second that. I'm totally on board with that. Yep. I agree with all the sentiments. I mean, it baffles me that people don't see exactly what goes on with seafarers and, what they do for the world economy and just for people in general. People couldn't, at the start of the pandemic, people bulk buy and all the rest of it. They wouldn't have been able to bulk buy if they didn't have the seafarers out there doing it. So it's strange how they're the forgotten people of the whole pandemic, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, from my heart to the world of seafarers out there, I do thank you for everything that I have. I mean, everything from my phone to my microphone to my headphones that don't fit to my computer, you know, to my heaters. There is not a single thing that is sitting on my work desk at this moment that would be here if it weren't for a seafarer. And a seafarer has touched every single thing on this desk at some point or another. So I thank you, because I wouldn't be able to do what I do without you.
Well said.
Right? See? I'm good and kind too. Right?
Every now and again.
I know. It's hard. It's hard. And I will have to recover for at least 24 hours after this. But I will do it.
You do that.
Right. Lee, thank you again. As always, it's been a pleasure.
Always my pleasure. I'll see you this time next week.
Yeah, well, I've got to say to everybody out there, if you are looking to travel in the next, well, anytime really, make sure we'll provide the link to Lee's LinkedIn, because every day there is just numerous announcements that he posts. Whether you be tourist travel, whether you be crew travel, whatever it may be, there is constantly a steady stream of what's happening in the industry. As we know, it's changing every 5 minutes. And as well, any of the links that we talked about today, they will be on the Blue Marine Travel website. So head on over there if you're interested. Yeah. And of course, crew travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Lee and I were born back in the 1900s. So thank you. And thanks, Lee. We'll see you again next week.
Take it easy. See you next week.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Catch you later.
In zones E and F at this time. Your zone number has been indicated in the middle bottom portion of your boarding.